contemplative fish. This week, they decided they were done contemplating, so they transformed their aquatic bodies back into their natural shape as pointy spheres of light. They tumbled and danced and cartwheeled their way back to their spaceship, blasted off, and wrote, "Thank you, Gnome City," in the smoke trails. Back in Gnome City, the contemplative fish have been greatly impacted by the aliens' visit. Now that they have learned to shine, the gnomes who come to swim there have to close their eyes, which allows them to see glorious visions that they had been missing out on while they were gazing at the fish. A highlight has been the new method of knitting that Gnombella has discovered. Go ask her what a five-toed sock is. It will blow your mind. Thank you, Gnome City. And now we must carry on about the amazing demos. And okay, now we're getting into songs that I've made with my friends. And we're gonna start. Wait, no, I guess I'll give you some background first. Oh my god, I just got a text. And in the text thing, "Great tunes, Nomi, you rock. Thank you." Whoever sent that, thank you. Please send more messages, by the way. It's 778-782-2573. Okay, so yeah, now we're gonna get more into, we're gonna alternate between a song that I've made and then a song another cool person has made, then back to a song that I've made. So I can kind of speak about like how we made, or like how we recorded them. Because when you're making a demo, it's also like you don't really, like you're just playing all the instruments at once. And normally when a song is produced, it'll be like one instrument at a time where you can kind of like, they're going into different mics and you can adjust the levels later. But these are like, you kind of adjust the levels based on like where you place the different instruments and how you like set up your phone and where it's going to record. So like the one I'm about to play, like we have to have like the phone next to the amp that has the microphone, like for the singer, which is kind of crazy because even still after all that, the singer like sounds a little quiet, especially compared to the drums, but that's okay because the drums are awesome. Oh yeah, here, computer one, not computer two, silly, but but yeah, so this song is actually called Gnome Hunting, but don't worry, we're hunting as in looking for gnomes, not killing gnomes. And I made this song with my friend Rachel in high school. Shout out Rachel.
We'll be right back. 15,000 lives.
That was the cabin song that I made with me and my friends. We can't listen to the whole thing because it's like it's not safe for radio. We go a little crazy. We get too theoretical. It's not good. But yeah, so that was our cabin song. And I think, okay, also, oh my God, I need to be more of a radio host. This is Gnome City. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And you got to listen to the Arts Magazine tonight at 8 to figure out all the cool events happening in town. Super awesome show here. And yeah, don't forget what I was talking about earlier at the Mezzanine tonight. We've got Stitch and Goo, so many cool people playing. Okay, now I'm done being a radio host. Back to Katie Gnome. But Okay, so this was really cool to record this cabin song because we had to figure out like the leveling of the instruments just by like where we place each other. So we had like Rachel was on the top of the stairs with her harmonica because the harmonica was so loud. And then she had to like run to the bottom of the stairs to do the like to do the take it away Rachel when she does her little singing solo. And I just think it's cool, like, just having to be creative about, like, where you place yourselves. It's such, like, a different part of, it's like audio mixing in real life. And I think it's just, it makes people want to make music more when you're not having to, like, be at a computer and figure it out. 'Cause, I don't know, I just find that really depressing and annoying to work on. And before that, we had a sneaky little look at a band on YouTube called Freaking Psychedelic Maggot Engine, and it's a song called Jesus Died on Monday in Canada. And this also is really cool with where they place each other. Like, they have the drummer that's just drumming on a box at the very back of like the shot, and then they have the guitarist. They have three guitarists playing at once, and you know, you get to like be singing while you're playing guitar. And I just think it's really cool to just have a little look into how people are playing the music and like how it comes out and how it all fits together. Because I think, yeah, like I said, just one of the best things about music is the humanity behind it. And I think it's easy to forget that like actual people are behind all these instruments. And also sometimes they're not, if it's like, you know, like synthetic trumpet, like not a real trumpet. So it's always cool to just like be connected with the process like that. And so on a similar note, now we're going to get into some more, like, live music stuff. And, yeah, I want to start with this song called Eleventeen by Kimya Dawson. And it is such a gorgeous song. I really like, they have this line where it's like, well, she's talking about, like, being uncomfortable being a human. And then she's like, you know, like you're an angel and like that's why you're uncomfortable. And I think there's something really cool about that kind of just total acceptance. And since this song is so personal and beautiful, it just is more impactful performed live because we just get to watch her play it all the way through and hear her voice shake a little bit. Because I always think about like this interview I saw with Billie Eilish where she was talking about how she like records each word separately just so that everything is perfect. And that kind of like made me not like her music as much. Like, I think it's still beautiful and impactful, but there's something a lot more meaningful when someone just sings it all the way through and you get to hear them, like, because there is a journey that you go on when you're singing a song the full way through. And so yeah, we're gonna listen to that with Eleventeen by Kimya Dawson.
You may feel strange while you are an angel, stuck in tight pants, stuck at a high school dance, stuck doing people things, not knowing you have wings. You are my serenade and you are my lemonade. You are my soul, throttle out the window. You are my training wheel. You are my chamomile. You are my friend. Come again some other day. And you are my moonshine, you are my sunshine, you are my shooting star, you are my elbow, you are my buttercup, spoonful of puppy cat, belly full of kitty pup, pretty, pretty baby, tin toy maybe, X marks the spot and it's not what they expected. Sing that song again, the one that makes me cry when she walks into the room and you don't know what to do. Love me too. nothing to feel sorry for. Heaven is right here. Heaven is everywhere. Look at the trees dancing in the breeze. Feel the raindrops on your knees.
Was 11 by Kimya Dawson. Just makes me so emotional, and it's so intense. But I also think it's important to know she's one half of the amazing band The Moldy Peaches, probably my favorite of all time. And yeah, she did a lot of the Juno soundtrack as well. If you watch that movie, you'll hear a lot of her voice, and I think it's because she has that kind of, just, she's not afraid to say things that are very simple, but also very authentic and, like, very just confessional in a way that it's simple, but it's also just so intense. And, yeah, this song, she says, like, the silver pink ponies, like, it. She's speaking about some friends who helped her with sobriety. And, yeah, I think she just speaks to it so well. Yeah, so we're just going to carry on with live music, and we're going to do a little bit of a comparison first, because I think I always think of, like, when I'm thinking of authenticity in music and how it's just more fun to listen to stuff that's live and just spontaneous, like, I think spontaneity comes through so much in the live version of Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground. And just to compare, I'm just going to play you a little bit of the studio version of Sunday Morning so that we can, like, so we can really appreciate. I'm just going to play the chorus. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Okay, so beautiful song. Like, I love it. We love the Velvet Underground. But when we're talking about, like, being, like, real and intense and just exciting, I think the live version is, like, almost a different song. And the intro just adds to the quality of the song as well to me, because he talks about those mornings when you wake up after a night out and you just feel sad. And, you know, I've listened to Sunday Morning on a lot of Sunday mornings because it's just very comforting that he was just honest about that feeling that people have. So we're going to listen to that right now. And yeah, enjoy.
This is a song about, oh, when you've done something so sad and you wake up the next day and you remember it. Not to sound grim or anything, just once in a while you have one of those days. I seem to have them nearly. Sunday morning. Wow, it's really fun to be able to play this here. I really don't get a chance.
Gonna slowly do the outro though. After Gnome City, you can look forward to Department Uno with Connor to listen to some really exciting, awesome new music and learn a lot about it. Oh, here, enjoy this. Yeah, that was Sunday morning. You just gotta love live music for that and just how he just goes for it. And I'm gonna leave you off with That's Why She Hates Me by Jaejoon. Awesome emo band from early 2000s that broke up after a year, but they're back together now and they're on tour right now. The closest they'll be to us is Seattle on August 15th. And I feel like it's worth checking out. And yeah, enjoy the song and have a great week. Bye, guys.
Does your mother say it? Ow! Ow! I hate it!
Bon après-midi, Radioland. How are you doing? It's time for Department Uno every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, where we bring you the latest and greatest from the CJSF music playlist. Brand new tunes from local artists, Canadian artists, international artists, all genres, all styles. And we have a journey to go on today, but we're